Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the B-List. I'm joined here by my good friend Steven, also known as Faces by Bravo, Steven Krugel. You have been
Queen.
Faces by Bravo on Instagram and Twitter and
TikTok everywhere.
You're like huge on TikTok, right? You're like me. I
bop in and out.
Yeah.
Now I'm there for it's be iconic or whatever. You got me hooked on that account.
Oh, it's Psy Iconic.
It's Psy Iconic. Yeah. I literally my For You and my like personal feed is literally all her or him
or misgender. Yeah, I have a feeling that we're not misgender. I mean, their whole thing there is trolling people. So I feel like it is a guy that's just like in character.
Oh, yeah.
But either way, I fucking love it.
If by you Nicole or by Terry Joe.
By Nicole. Yeah, Terry Joe.
Terry Joe is just truly
homosexual. Is that your favorite? Because I like Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
Or rather, the one who's wigs by Nicole, her name is actually Georgia Peach.
Oh, and she's like, yes.
Yeah. And she's always like, okay, period. Okay, you live in a one bedroom with your sister. Okay, period. She's like dragging people. It's so good.
She's like, why do you have a popcorn ceiling? Like dragging all of their interior.
Yeah, she's like, are you filming in a shed? They're like, no, I'm in my kitchen. She's like, why does your kitchen look like a shed?
What? Why are your blinds like that?
I am
obsessed with Terry Joe, though.
Yeah.
Terry Joe just gives me all of the life.
Whatever their sexual identity or gender identity is, I want them to have a show on their own. Yeah.
Obsessed. I can't quit them. So
yeah,
thank you for all of that.
I know. I think you probably found it through me, right?
I did. Thank you for that.
Like, I'm like one of the originals. Like, I was very happy.
I get the notifications now, like when they're going live.
Yes.
And like, I'll like pop in so I can see a little bit of it.
No, I'm obsessed. I was from the very beginning.
I literally can't quit them. So thank you for that. Literally.
Someone else I was with from the ground up was Cardi B. Like,
oh, really?
Because when Cardi B first started, we're talking about like before all the music, before Love and Hip Hop, she was literally just on Instagram. And this is before stories even existed. And you could do like 15-second videos. And she would post like videos of her in a bonnet and Cookie Monster pajama pants fighting bitches in front of the projects. And like, she was just like...
When was that? How long ago?
Oh, God. Like, we're talking like 2013, 14. Like,
okay. I was going to say before Love and Hip Hop, that would have been way back.
Way back. Teeth were fucked up.
Oh, my gosh.
Love. She was so much fun, too, because she would just post all of the time. She was like one of the original like people who had, I don't know, it was like 300,000 followers. And that was a lot back then. Holy now people have a million, and you know what I mean? It's like, oh. You know,
well, so she had like 300,000 pre getting like big.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
She was just like known in New York because she was just like a stripper that hung out with rappers and I don't know. So, yeah, I've been there from the ground up.
You're an influencer.
But yeah.
How about that?
I'm an influencer follower. Yeah. Oh, my God. Speaking of, Instagram is under a lot of heat today. Have you been following today?
So I saw like there's all these changes with the update, and I I looked to check and see if I was updated, because I haven't noticed the difference yet. Other than I felt like I've noticed like last week or a week or 2 weeks ago that there was just tons of like ads and tons of people that I don't follow, but I didn't notice a difference today. That's the thing.
I think it's just like today. Okay, so today I think it was Kylie Jenner put up on her story. I reposted it. It was like Instagram needs to get back to Instagram. And then Kim Kardashian also reposted it, apparently. I don't follow either of these women, so I wouldn't know. But everyone else was talking about it. And then I went in on it too. And then I guess so many people were talking about it that the CEO, I think it is.
Yeah, I saw CEO, his video.
He had to do a video and all that. Because once they, last time she came out publicly against, when I say she, it was Kylie, came out against Snapchat, they lost something like hundreds of billions of dollars, right? And like,
oh, I remember overnight. That. Yeah. It was, it, I think when, they, Snapchat dropped drastically after that.
Honestly, good. Someone needed to say it because this shit is out of control. Like, my entire feed is a bunch of people I don't fucking know, ads I never fucking asked for, and reels. And reels are just like,
oh, I have some tea. Well, I don't even think this is tea on reels, but it's interesting. I saw you. Did you post like they're focusing on? Oh no, one of my other friends tweeted out about like they're forcing reels down our throat, like all of that. And I will tell you, I get paid to post reels.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's like a thing, like bonuses or whatever.
Yeah,
I just started doing that 2 or 3 months ago, and I mean, I've been getting like. This month I'll do better, but the past two I got like 360. Okay. This month I'm already like I'm not even halfway through and I'm already at like 330. So it's gonna hopefully be, but like that's crazy to me that they're paying us to make reels.
Yeah, because they're trying to get it off the ground. I remember they offered me the same thing, but that's just not my shit. But good for you that you're making money. But if it's like, you know, but
I figured I might as well make some coin off of this if I'm gonna be.
I try to have like my feed be actually just like photos of myself and stuff because my actual stories has nothing to do with me. You know what I mean?
Your stories are like I feel like you're one of the only people, and that's what's I think is pretty iconic and special about your account is you really have such a separation between your feed and your stories, and your stories are. If you follow Pet Shop Boy, you know the stories is where it's at.
Like, yeah, the meat and potatoes.
Yes, and I think that differentiates you in a big way, and I love it.
I just do it for my sanity. But I don't know what they're gonna do though. Like, what are we gonna do? Because I loved Insta. It's so sad watching it like slowly kill itself. And the guy was
I don't understand his like
reasoning.
Like we have to like grow or evolve and people want videos more. And it's like creators are posting videos more because you're forcing them to post.
Yeah.
It's like, I found myself what we're the algorithm apparently likes, right?
James Charles was saying that in his comments. And I was like, I'm agreeing with James Charles for the first time forever. And I'm like, that's fucked up. You know what I mean? But it's like, they're making it so that we have to.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I feel like if you're not like doing it as a creator and you're just posting for like your personal or whatever, like it doesn't really matter whether it's a still photo, a video, or whatever.
Yeah.
But for creators who are like meme accounts or like people that are influencers and actually this is their job or whatever, they are forced to do videos in order to, you know, stand out or whatever. And I think that's just such bullshit.
Yeah.
First world problems.
First, I was just going to say, like literally everything else going on. I'm like,
oh my God. Like, that's not like there's COVID or monkeypox. It's the fucking algorithm.
Wait, you just got your vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. I think I got it on Thursday or Friday. No side effects.
Me too. Everyone else is complaining.
I didn't even feel the shot.
No, me either. Everyone else is complaining. They're like, my arm hurt. I bruised. I'm having sad. I was like, I was actually turning to her and I was like, did you do it? I need to make sure that you did it.
Exactly what I did. I was like,
because I'm not leaving here without my shot. Yeah. I need y'all to run me my fucking shot ASAP. I'm not trying to be out here.
Mm-mm, not in these streets.
Nope. Not looking to wait. Nope.
Now, my question is, I haven't done my research yet. And I am a nurse. I should have already done it. But like after your first vaccine, what is the efficacy of protection? Do you know?
So there's not like an exact degree. There's not a specific mm-hmm. percentage because while monkeypox is an older virus, I don't think they've ever had really human testing on it because it was stamped out. You know what I mean? So this is the first time they're really getting to like, but then there's a lot of science articles that are saying that after one shot, after 4 weeks of it, it does offer a pretty good level of protection, but who knows what that means. I'm not trying to get it at all. I still need y'all to run me my second shot. I'm gonna be up there. I'm gonna be knocking on your fucking door if I had to get a gun. Okay.
I still get like updates from the DC like public health stuff.
Yeah.
And they're switching to the one vaccine. Yeah,
because people are running out of fucking doses. Because then after this, they're going to have to deal with the straight population.
As you would say, I fucking hate it here.
It's so fucking ghetto. It's bad. It's bad.
Like, we can't get our shit together.
We really can't. Lord. Speaking of, Fire Island, they just had the Pines Party this weekend. I don't know if you guys know what Pines Party is, but basically a bunch of grown-ass men get in the middle of the beach, dressed like Disney characters in group costumes, dance until the sun rises.
I have to say.
Probably all making out or doing whatever.
Going into
y'all too
the
damn rack. Grown. Doing whatever y'all do. No, y'all two at this big age, dressing up in group Disney costumes.
I have to admit, I'm going to call myself out. My first time to Fire Island. Was a pie was? Party.
Oh, really? I've never. What was the theme?
I want to say it was Neverland or something like that. Like,
it's always some,
like Peter Pan or something.
Yeah, it's always some fucking. This one was called Bacchanalia, and I didn't know what that meant. So
what does that mean?
I know. So I was Googling it with my friend at brunch. I was like, what? I said, watch this mean something dirty. So we Googled it. It basically means like a Roman. Or is it Grecian? Grecian.
Back in the day, they used to fuck each other a lot.
Yeah. It's a Grecian orgy party, basically. That's essentially what it.
Fire Island.
So Fire Island. I was like, I fucking hate y'all. For real. In the middle
them
of this.
Them deers are probably running away. They don't want to get the monkey pox from all of us.
It's ridiculous. Listen. Oh, my God. Pines Party, like they're whoever. I don't fucking know.
Puts it on.
The committee that puts it on. They were sending out some mass email saying that we're monitoring the monkeypox cases. Like, what the fuck are y'all going to do?
Who am I trusting to monitor that at Fire Island?
We've got our best people on it. Yeah. And we were monitoring. Like, what are you going to do? Shut it down? Just say you don't care about people.
Who their best people are.
Seriously, we're monitoring the fucking like it's
during
already
a damn pandemic. We had Fire Island 2020 going nuts on 4th of July.
And this one is quite literally leisure. I can't. I hate y'all. Y'all ain't ever gonna get it straight. We will never be free.
I give up.
Yeah.
I give up.
That's all you can do. Anyways, I hope everyone had fun.
Would love to know long the fall. Numbers. Yeah, I was going to say. I wonder what the numbers fall. Are now with monkeypox up there in New York.
No one would know. No one would know. It's probably double what is actually reported. But
and they're not. You know that person is not doing their job monitoring those numbers like they said. Oh, Lord. Have you been to Fire Island yet this summer?
I went at the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not doing it this year. Oh.
Yeah. We got to go sometime.
It's probably okay, though.
We were going to have a house together, you and I, but I think that's when COVID happened, right?
It was such a bummer.
Next year.
Well,
if polio doesn't take
Nick,
over.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I know. Yeah. Everything's coming back out of the woodwork. My friend Nick Marco, I think you know him.
Melissa's. Mm-hmm. Melissa's cousin.
He invited Matthew and I to go to
Oh, nice.
Fire Island with them it was Pine's party this week.
Oh, wow.
Could not go.
Yeah.
But that would have been the only time I would have gone. And I'm thankful that I guess I did.
Yeah. You find your fun other ways.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Sonia. Sonia has her townhouse back on the market.
I saw. For the
past 10 years, it's been on and off the market. She's been trying to sell that thing forever.
I have to know. What did she do different this time?
I know.
Did she at least update it?
I looked at the photos and it looks all like the exact same, just different photos. No updates. It really needs to be updated to make it look fresh for what the, Yeah. The parquet floors really date it. But I understand. I think that it's a
wallpaper.
Yeah. But I understand she is like an attachment to the classic element because it is, you know, was decorated by one of the Morgans, I guess, or what designed by, I don't know.
But
it just feels old. And you know what? If you've ever been there, it's next door to a parking garage. So it's not.
Hey.
Yeah, it's all right.
The dog. Yes, I know. I've seen it. And the crate. Yo, hush. That's Sammy, everyone. It looks like on the side of the building, there's literally rust all over the side of her house. Yeah, but where that parking garage is. I remember seeing it and was like, honey, we got to get a little paint job or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
it's a great layout of an apartment. I mean, it's a town. It's, a little compact in areas, but hey, listen, bigger than my apartment.
I that is true. Same. Yeah. Actually, right now, Matthew and I are we're hunting for a new place. So, you know, we live in 750 square feet, so I can't complain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I can't say too much about Sonia's huge ass townhouse. But I feel like I was talking to Dorinda, like maybe last year or whatever about it. And I think she said something like people now, obviously there's the issues with it needs updated, but the other thing she was saying, people don't want like row homes anymore. They want, or like brownstones, they want more like a condo living. It's like the convenience of it.
Well, there is like a contingent of people that move to New York City that really do move here. Like you want to see like in the movies with the kind of classic brownstone people with, it's just a taste thing.
Right.
But if you do get it, you want it to look like chic. And there's a way to do it chic, and hers just kind of looks a little bit. I love Sonia.
I do too.
But it's for me, it's a taste thing. You know what I mean? It's like,
I also think
you want it to look like a chic brownstone. There's a way to do it nice. What?
I just feel like she can't afford to update it. I worry about those finances.
I worry about the New York women because you were on the show for this many years, and how are y'all this, like, after that many years, if it ended, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to be okay, though, because.
Well, and the other weird thing about the New York women, I feel like.
But you know what? I've heard rumors that they get paid. They got paid like the least of any of the other. Because, I mean, they're some of the lowest rated. You know, they don't do as well as.
I mean, they still do really well, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, better than me.
I think Ramona was raking in at least $1 million.
Yeah. And I mean, Ramona, as much as nobody likes her, I think she manages her money the best.
That's the thing. I was going to say the only one that I'm really not worried about is Ramona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or Bethany, obviously. But you know, Sonia, Lou, even, I don't know that Lou really has assets.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I feel like they probably spend a shit ton of money to stay on the show.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah. I want to know how these finances work up there.
Yeah. 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 But it's on the market again, 8.75. I don't know what it was listed at before. Hopefully it works this time. You know,
try and put our coins together and buy.
Yeah. Maybe just get a ton of people together. Yeah.
Yeah. Like those gay Wednesdays. Where are all those gays that used to go to Sonia's on Wednesdays?
You know, I don't think I knew any of those gays. And I know it's a small
Aquaria
gay world.
Aquaria was there. That was it.
That's true. I know Aquaria. So that's one. Speaking of finances, Erika Jayne was served as she got off the flight last night from Hawaii. Which is so crazy that she was on a vacation with Lisa Rinna and Diana Jenkins.
Could you imagine?
Could you imagine spending your free time with vacation. Diana Jenkins? But like the fact that this is who she spends her free time with, it's just like, oh.
It speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Well, the other funny thing about this is Diana has a private jet.
Yeah.
So did she make her fly commercial home?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess so. I didn't even think about that because
fly private on the way there, but you're gonna take commercial on the way home. I know you're about to get served.
I bet Diana only takes the private when she is filming to do it up, you know.
I
hate that woman.
I hate her. I'm
so sorry, y'all. I hate it.
I try in the beginning, I was
oh, I didn't even try.
I tried to vibe. I tried so hard because I was like, all right, I love that she's so unrelatable. Like she is like a little robot. Like, yeah. Again, she's just so unrelatable. There's quirky things about her. And then she just lost me. I'm done.
Yeah.
Get her off my damn screen. I don't need to see her in a homosexual.
Yeah. Homosexual. I swear. And it's not even like an interesting kind of hate where it's like, I don't like this about her, or I don't like... There's actually like nothing that even interesting to like lament about. It's just like, no, it's just not good for TV. Get her off. I don't like her.
And
I don't like that she has my girl Sutton running in circles, spinning up in a tizzy.
Yes. And I think Crystal did an interview with like with Bryce recently and said, I think people don't like Diana because she's not like pandering to the fans or the viewers. She's herself. Yep. And I said, I wanted to be like, girl, Crystal, no. She's an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, and she's not an asshole you like to watch. Like, she's there's ways to be like shady and, you know, read a bitch and stuff on there. She's not doing that. She's not landing at all. Yeah. She's just being downright mean.
She's just being really cold and like unrelatable. And it's not even moments of like, you know, like even at her worst, Kelly Dodd had moments where you kind of felt for her because you were like, oh, you know, she's just misunderstood. Because she would spin out and then like, yeah, cunt, and da, da, da. And I felt like there were moments where it was like, well, I feel like I get why you're annoyed with these women because they are really trying to make you seem like you're crazy. No, Diana's really just an asshole. That's all there is to it.
And not with iconic hair and big lips.
Yeah.
But
who's your favorite villain?
My favorite villain. That's a really good question.
You can think about it for a while.
Let me think on that.
You know who I think
for the longest time I will say I don't. She's definitely a villain. I don't even know why I was about to. Yeah. Ramona was my favorite villain for a long time.
Yeah.
But I've lost her. She's not great anymore.
Yeah.
I would say like she 1 through 10. That was a good.
Yeah.
Ramona.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then after that, we lost her.
When she was going back and forth with Bethany all the time, that was fun, but it just really lost its luster. She just kind of like,
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say?
Who?
I think Giselle is a great villain. She's, you know what? I think villain is the wrong word for Giselle. Antagonizer.
Yes, she's a great antagonizer.
Yeah, she's just really good at that job. She's
poking.
She's not quite a villain. But if there was a villain on that show, I guess it would have to be Candace. Actually,
Candace is definitely a villain on that show.
But you know, Giselle definitely has her moments. Yeah,
but Giselle's
very lucky that Candace is there.
Literally, I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean. I think I would love Giselle if she would offer up as much as she offers up everyone else's tea or everyone else's bones.
Yeah.
Offer that up herself. Then I would like have respect for it, but she keeps that all hidden in her closet. Well, tries to. It all comes pouring out. But like that's the thing that bothers me with her. But she is good at what she does. She is good at what she does. She's good at deflecting, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Although Danielle Staub was also
a really great villain. And that was someone who you didn't quite hate. You were just kind of like, she's unwell. but and it's interesting to watch.
Yes, the first two seasons,
her house was literally crumbling.
That, and then she literally tried to convince us that her cast members were trying to murder
to kill her. Yeah, when it was really the opposite.
Opposite. She was like, bringing Danny Provenzino around with all his men. Like, ma'am, those are the ones that are
driving by people's houses and shit.
Yes. Yeah. I love the delusion.
So Erica is being served with papers. Looks like a $50 million. I've lost track of how much this woman is being sued for, and I've lost interest in this. Like, I hope that they don't really cover it too much more this season. It's just like,
so I was actually talking about this today, and I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know anything, but to me at this point, it almost feels like these are like frivolous things coming out for PR just to kind of like, I don't know if it's to put pressure or something, but I feel like none of this is actually going to end up benefiting the victims. I feel like it's just now really just a show.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they know they're not going to get it out of her.
Yeah.
They're not going to see any money out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it just feels like they're just like throwing lawsuit after lawsuit at this point just to try to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't read this one at all. So,
you know, it'd be one thing if she was coming out of the grocery store and I'd be like, oh, that's messed up. But because she's coming off of a Lux Hawaiian vacation, I'm like, all right, well, I can't feel bad. It's kind of the timing was really shitty.
Oh, and they that, really like a publicity stunt. Well.
Yeah. And the fact that the photogs were waiting just made me think that someone called it up. And so that's fucked up, you know?
That's what I mean. Like, so, I think there's something shifty about this that I don't really understand. But
but you know what? I probably never will understand. And I don't care to, because I don't really like the legal stuff. I liked the day that Jin Shah got arrested. The internet was a buzz
of it.
It was so amazing. But then after about 3 days, I was like, okay, I'm done talking about this. I don't care. Like, put her out of the jail or don't. Let's just move on.
Speaking of, let's just talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
let me be so adamant that I am innocent and I am going to prove the Southern District of New York with the 95% conviction rate, that I'm going to stand up for all those little people. Honey, she just pled guilty minutes before, going to trial.
Yeah.
What the fuck? She literally just made a mockery for a year of the court. What do you think they're going to do when sentencing comes? They're going to 11 to 14, baby. I feel like they'll do the 14.
I think that she'll probably get a little bit like, I don't know. I feel like she probably might get like 10, because I think that's probably why she's immediately like, I mean, I think she's guilty, but that's just me. But I think that's probably why she's just pleading innocent or pleading guilty, because she knows that this could be dragged out. And if she drags it out, they're going to give her the worst possible.
You just had a Mary either way, Cosby she's gonna movie moment.
Yeah, a moment. Yeah. I think she,
I pray to God you're guilty. Guilty. I mean, innocent.
Yeah. But the best part for me was just like Heather and Meredith sisterhooding with her, having sleepovers in New York. Literally the night before.
How about that blind side?
That's crazy. That's nuts. Meredith is a fool. I'm so sorry.
I think we will understand more about that relationship once the season comes out.
Oh, God. But then the thing is like last season, it's like, we're going to learn more about Jin Shah's thing. And you had to wait half the season and the whole season didn't hit. Sorry. I'm going to say it. Season was shit.
I loved it. I did.
Why was that motherfucker on for 6 months of the year? That show was on for 6 months.
And I could have taken another six. Actually, no, I needed a break.
Yeah.
But Mary Cosby just was everything to me. So
knowing that she's not going to be there now is.
I'm livid over that.
Yeah.
I'm livid. Yeah. I need her back.
They should have done everything in their power to keep that woman.
Yeah. I mean, they should have paid her Ramona's salary to get her back.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, though, it is going to be a huge loss without her. And the cast knows this too. Like, you have to work 10 times hard, 100 times harder without her, because you don't know what Mary's going to give you when she shows up. She may she's come for like a feral cat of your necks.
Yeah.
Or one no one's. Yeah. Or no one. But, and then she'll at least give you some comedic lines, whatever. They had literally minimal work that they had to do with Mary Cosby.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they don't have her. They were going to all have to do a lot of work. So I'm interested to see.
Well, tell us what, because guys, Stephen knows, I mean, I know some stuff, but Stephen knows everything behind. He talks to everybody. He's got all kinds of sources. What do you know about that?
Season three.
There's a bunch of women in the mix, right? But Angie Harrington is around again, but not, she's not going to be full-time probably.
I think we'll only have 5 full-time housewives.
Just the
and that'll be
that,
the OGs. Mm-hmm. And not the, that's my guess. And then we'll have 3 friends. We got Angie Harrington, which we met last year.
We got the
I'm going to butcher
it's Greek.
This.
It's Greek.
Castanovas or something. Yeah,
yeah,
it's Greek. And then Dana, I forget what her last name
she's
is.
The Asian one. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dana and Jen at the finale. It's almost got
Jen,
physical.
Jen Shaw. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? Oh, we can't say?
I don't think I should say any, even if, but I can't actually remember happened.
Yeah.
I think had to do with, like, I think Dana was like kind of calling her out on some things, and there might have been some low blows, and then just, I think her husband had to hold her back or something like that.
Huh.
But the new ladies, Angie Harrington, you already know. I'm excited to see Angie K. Dana, I met both of them. It sounds like Dana's going to bring a lot. Angie K, meeting her, she seems like a big personality, so I think she'll be good. What's interesting is she comes on through Jen, and are no longer,
friends.
And they are no longer good. So that's interesting.
She was around.
The biggest thing we'll see.
I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The biggest thing this season is like the crazy dynamic changes in the friendships. Like, everything you thought you knew last season, flip it upside down.
Okay. Lisa Barlow basically unfollowed everybody in the entire cast, I heard. Don't really follow Lisa Barlow, but I read that somewhere. So,
yeah, and that's what's going to be interesting is I think that'll be sort of a storyline coming up that she'll continue to lie about.
Yeah.
Per usual.
Per usual, as we know. So Real Housewives of New Jersey, I was talking to Margaret. They just got back from Dublin. What a weird vacation for the New Jersey women. Is that where OC went? Did they go to Dublin?
I was gonna say, is that where the O'Tooles live?
Yeah.
Megan King's her ancestors.
That's where they
are
went.
Are you an O'Toole? Do you know the O'Tooles? I know they went to Ireland. I assume they would pick Dublin, right?
Yeah.
That is a bizarre choice for Jersey.
They've got
Do we know
women.
What the tie was? Oh, I'm actually excited about that.
Yeah. I hope that they do have, I hope they have like, I mean, Jersey deserves to have at least
seven
women.
I would give them 8 too. I mean, what's crazy is their ratings are up there with Beverly Hills. Yeah. So at this point,
they should have as many
throwing that budget to them.
Yeah.
Because Jersey has been on the like, bottom of the totem pole for a while.
Yeah.
And now they've like worked their way back.
Scraps.
So, yeah. Literally. They get a new cast photo.
They do. It's ridiculous. Or an intro or anything. Or it's like intro. So fucking budget. But it's the little engine that could.
They picked 2 housewives a season like, to like update their look.
Just Teresa and Melissa and everybody else could just do with the same outfits. It's like Jen's look from 4 years ago. She doesn't have
literally
the same nose.
With those
she doesn't have the same. The pigtails.
Oh yeah, the irony of Jen saying she has a new nose, but they don't show her new nose in the intro.
Insanity. And then don't even give them real vacations. They're like, you have Jersey Shore houses. They don't even give them hotels. They're just like, they don't.
You gotta give them stay like, in your own home.
Give them a discount on their own like mortgage. I don't know, like something.
Nothing.
They're paying for their own vacations. God.
They're paying to go fight with each other.
Yes, it's crazy. In their own homes.
In their own homes.
And then Melissa throws cheese everywhere and then at the end has to clean it up herself. This is so good. I can't.
That was literally one of my favorite things is watching her do that, and then she immediately had to clean it up.
Yeah. You know what I'm hearing, though, is that Jackie originally was going to be demoted, but mm-hmm. now that she's been around so much and so involved, way more involved than I think a lot of the other women, then now that they kind of have no choice but to make her.
That was going to be my next point, was if they're going to give seven housewives, they better keep Jackie at full time.
Yes.
It literally makes no damn sense for them to demote the person last season who had the most compelling storyline.
Yes. Yeah.
One that literally, I feel like Jackie has been on the trajectory of like worlds hated by a lot of fans on Jersey. Like if they didn't have taste in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like our palates, you know, to now she has literally, I feel like she keeps getting bigger and bigger with her fan base. And it's like, as soon as she's on that trajectory, they cut her off to like friend up. Like what? It made no damn sense.
I've got confidence.
They better.
Yeah.
And then Dolores, what's going on? I hear she's
fighting with everybody.
Fighting with everyone. I'm
fighting with everybody. Yeah.
Patterson, Dolores.
Dolores, finally. Yes. She coming out yet? We always see like a smidgen, but I'm ready.
Last season, we almost got a little bit with her and Jackie, but this season, it sounds like we're going to get it. I hope.
So they're back from Dublin. I think they're still filming a bit, and we'll see.
So they should be wrapping then, right? In the next few weeks.
I needed some of my other shows because I'm not really like liking Beverly Hills at all right now. I talk about it, but it's not.
I'm liking it. I'm really loving Atlanta. I feel like a lot of people aren't loving it. And I don't know why. I just feel like
we sat in this fucking driveway for 2.5 hours so that these women could fight over who is the queen of the show. It's like, this is a power struggle and I don't need to be present for this because this isn't actually benefiting the viewer or the
guest.
And you could tell Candy, who doesn't give a fuck because she's getting paid more than any of them. She's sitting on the fucking stairs of the house like, these bitches, if they don't stop. It's just like two women that refuse to budge doesn't make a good show. At the end of the day, someone's going to have to be cut because we can't keep doing this.
Well, I do feel like this is
vacation wasn't even fun.
No, I agree. That is true. I feel like overall, I have liked Atlanta.
Yeah.
This little trip really wasn't even a trip. It wasn't. I wouldn't even call it a cast trip. It's already over, right?
It's already over.
They left. Over. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Drew with the damn dog bone.
Yeah.
You traveled all the way from Atlanta.
One thing is for sure. Two things for certain. This will be her last season.
You think?
That dog bone trick.
It
might as well have been a leg.
Yeah.
Might as well have been a leg. I thought it was corny. Thought it was ill-prepared. Thought it was totally out of, like, you don't even have a dog. This is embarrassing.
I think Fatoum and Candy was it Candy Speak on it? Is that her YouTube channel? I think she has a YouTube.
Something like that. Yeah.
I think Fatoum was on there and they were saying, or someone was saying that it was actually, she had more dog bones and shit to throw. Like she had a whole lot. There was a whole lot that they cut. And then also with Kenya and Marlo going back and forth, they showed a lot of like Kenya's low blows, but they actually didn't show a lot of Marlo's.
Yeah.
Apparently it was a lot worse. So I'm like, why are you cutting all this? Well, that's
the other thing about when Marlo fights with people. I talked about this before. She doesn't like talk about your character. She'll go straight to, well, that's why your booty's so big. And did it. It's like, okay, this is like really low rent. Like,
well, she's also just terrible at reading people.
She's like, really bad at reading. Yeah.
The only one where I actually did laugh because she finally got it real quick was, that wig is off or something.
Yeah,
whatever.
The wig is off center.
Yeah. Whatever something that, like, it was so quick. And I was like, thank you, Marlo. You did it.
For once. All right. Everyone just go home now.
Applaud her. She did it one time.
I'm not loving it, but I'll continue.
Married to medicine? Are you a married to medicine girl?
No, I'm not.
Fuck. How are you not into that? It's the best one. It's the best show on Bravo, babes. Better than any Housewives.
I can't wait for somewhere else to come back.
So I'm glad that you said that because I have no idea.
I ran into someone this weekend.
Oh, tell me.
I can't say who, but let's see. I believe Danielle's back. Lindsay, Carl, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What's the who's the blonde
Amanda
one? Kyle.
And
Kyle. Paige, obviously. Sierra's still around.
She a friend?
I don't think she's gonna. I think she might be full time. I asked. Okay. He said the thing full time, and then there's a new girl.
That's only one new girl.
I only heard of one new girl. I don't know what they're gonna do about the rest because you know they got rid of the. Oh, Luke's not back either.
Is Maya not back?
I didn't hear about Maya. I forgot to ask about her, but that says a lot because I forget about her. Sorry, Maya.
This is my concern.
Because I was asking them specifically because I was asking, did we finally get a gay? And the person was saying, we really need a gay. Yeah, I know. Like, and it's da-da-da-da. And then they said, no, we just didn't get it this time.
You. Yeah, it's your time to shine.
No, it could never be me, but y'all figure it out. But we do need a gay on it.
Here's my concern. Here's my concern on Summer House now.
Yeah,
we are now falling into the Vanderpump Rules trap where they're all wifed up.
Yeah,
there's going to be.
Yeah,
who do we have? Like, there's not going to like the fighting
Paige,
and all of that
Lindsay,
is going to be
Amanda.
So annoying. Yeah,
the only single person in the house is Sierra.
So what? This isn't going to be fun. Summer's supposed
already.
To be fun,
and I don't even think Sierra is a fun single person. I don't want to see her going out. She sucks.
She literally doesn't have her own identity.
Yeah.
She needs to work on that before we can have her as a full-time house. Not house.
Full-time cast member. Summer housemate. I want a whole new crew of just messy, fun.
Yeah.
You know?
What are they going to do? Who are they? What are they going to fight about? Like, who's cleaning again?
I don't know, man.
We know that room.
I'm a little concerned.
Yeah.
A little concerned.
Is Craig going to be around again?
You know, what's always so funny, too, is they always start filming right around 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And to me, that kind of marks the middle of summer.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you kind of miss out on a lot.
And then they wrap by Labor Day, right?
Have you ever heard of Forever Summer Hamptons? Mm-mm. It's a new show on Prime. It's basically...
Summer House,
like
on Prime.
Yes. Yes. with a younger cast. And it's about... people that like are from the Hamptons.
Oh.
And then there's city people that come in on the weekends, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's about their lives growing up in the Hamptons and they're younger. But it's kind of like that in a mix of Siesta Key. Now, I'm not saying it's a great show, but it's definitely worth a watch.
Oh, I'll definitely check that out.
If that's your thing. It's interesting.
Yeah. I want to see.
It'll hold you over until Summer House comes back.
Is it the perspective of the people that live there?
Yeah. Yeah.
So and the people that are visiting, or you're just
it's
perspective.
Like, it's kind of like, have you ever seen Siesta Key? Or Siesta Key is essentially an offshoot of Laguna Beach. So it's one girl's perspective and she narrates it. And she's from the town, but she is back visiting for the summer.
Gotcha.
And it's summer job. And then she meets people at the job. And one of the guys is a guy coming in from the city. It's interesting.
What's it called again?
Forever Summer Hamptons. Yeah.
I'm going to check
Which
that
makes
out.
Me think that in the future, they might try to do it Forever Summer.
Somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Forever Summer Fire Island. Yep.
I want to see
I've
that.
I've always said, do a reality show of the people that work in the bars and the restaurants there because they're there all throughout the week. And then people come in on the weekends. And
I want to know what these girls that work in the Pines Pantry and
mess.
The pizza shop.
Yeah.
Like, what are they talking about? Like, you should have seen what these.
Yeah.
I was going to say faggots, but like, I'm just going to say it. What these queens were doing this weekend.
Yeah.
You would not believe what they were wearing, what was shoved up there, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I hope they get their vaccines at the pantry. Yeah,
literally.
Those are my sisters.
All those girls are going
to shout out to the girls at the pantry.
Box.
Don't say that. I hate it. Those are my girls.
While they're baking cookies.
They follow me on Instagram. I love those girls.
Yes.
I love the liquor shop boys too.
The liquor shop boys. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I miss Fire Island. What a mess. Yeah. What a mess.
I want to talk to you about Ralph's Wife's Ultimate Girls Trip, the new one, because I know that you talked to someone and I talked to someone and we can talk about that. What else can we tell people about? What have you been hearing?
Let's see.
What's going on? You always know everything, guys. Guys, Steven knows everything about what's...
Oh, you know what? Don't gas me up. Let's see. Well, I think we'll get
Salt New York.
September. I haven't heard anything on New York. Tell me.
I've heard Legacy.
Yeah.
I've heard that they cast it. But it's like...
Is it the rumored cast or is it...
So the person I talked to is pretty credible.
Oh,
but good. I'm not able to completely confirm because Bravo has it. But I heard Jill, Luann, Sonia, no Ramona.
Kelly Tinsley. Bensma. Tinsley.
And I did hear Kelly, but not from the person, but from other people. Okay. And I think that was it. Yeah.
That's it?
Oh, Dorinda.
Oh, and Dorinda. Yeah. Okay. I would have.
I don't
really
care. I mean,
an Aviva moment, maybe.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll watch it, but I don't care. I don't care about Legacy. I care more about the new one.
Well, I'm excited for the new one too. Have they cast that? They said they would cast that before they'd cast Legacy.
Well, I mean, if they have, then it's been very hush hush. I've only heard about one person, so. But that's...
Oh, for the new one?
Yeah.
Would that mean that would be that person's group of friends then, right?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah.
Do you have an idea of all of those people?
Not at all. I mean, this is really first time I've like thought about her ever. So, yeah.
Yeah. Is she well known?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'll go ahead and say it.
I guess. Just say it.
I mean, but it...
Well, tell me later.
Yeah. I'll cut this out.
Yes. I don't know. What else? What tea am I sitting on right now?
Before we go over to the B side, Tamra's back.
Oh yes.
Are you happy about that?
I am thrilled.
When she left, I was thrilled because I was like, I wanted something new. And I was like, this is gonna be good because we're gonna get some fresh people in there. Did she leave at the same time as Vicky? No, she left.
Had one extra semen.
Semen. She said she had one extra semen. One extra semen for me, please. Stepping off in the Pines pantry. One extra semen for me, please. Wow.
No.
When she left, I was hype. And then when she was gone, I was like, I gave it a few episodes and I was like, it doesn't hit. And then it never really caught on for me. And now I'm like, I really want to, it's going to make sense now that Heather's back. And I think she's going to keep all of them on their toes.
I was devastated when she was gone. However, at the same time, I knew that it was only a matter of a time because this is the thing that I always say about like the OGs or like people that are veterans like that. When they are on the show and they're being sort of like a narrator with all the drama, like I feel like she was very much a bone collector and just passing all the bones, but never really the one in the drama.
Yeah.
You're the one that's getting paid the big bucks. You better be front and center and like doing all of this shit.
I think she knows this time though.
Now
she's like, she's going to come back and she's going to be kind of a nightmare.
And I said that, I was like, Kyle needs
she's smarter
to
than them.
Oh, he's
smarter than all of them.
Tamra is a brilliant reality star. Brilliant.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing. The only thing that will make this even better, I know we need some new people, of course.
She's going to have to sit down and have some serious conversations with these women. She's got a lot of shit with each and every one of them. And I don't think she's scared to.
But I also want Alexis Bellino back.
I heard that she is going to be...
I keep seeing that around, but I haven't heard
her anything. Life is totally different now.
Totally different. And
she's just like and like she's like with some boyfriend and she's not married and she's just like, whatever, man. Jesus chugs.
I want to see Jesus chugs in her glory right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's still an airhead, and that's what I want to see. Heather said it, I think she said it in the Diamonds and Rosé book that Alexis didn't realize how good of a reality show or reality TV star she was had she just leaned into the caricature that they made.
She tried to act like she wasn't that. And it's just like, girl, just
lean in, lean in. Lean in.
Yeah.
Although Heather needs to start leaning in too, because you can't control everything, baby girl.
Yeah, I worry about Heather. I mean, I thought Heather was going to be really fun coming back, and I thought it was going to be just like a fresh, but it just really reminded me how stiff she is and how like.
I would have loved to see Heather, because apparently from co-stars, I've been told Heather off camera, she is so much more chill, laid back, like curses, like just like a lot more fun. And I think that would have been the perfect personality to show on your return.
Yeah,
my kids are older
anymore. Yeah,
I don't care as much. Yeah.
Yeah.
And instead we're seeing more of her just being super controlling, which whatever, if that's what she wants to do, it ain't gonna last long though.
Yeah. Tamra coming back isn't gonna fix, it's not a fix all.
No, not at all.
We've still got Shannon that we've got to figure out.
I mean, I'm interested to see Shannon versus Tamra, but I don't think it's going to last long. I think they're going to make up right away.
Because Shannon doesn't know how to fight people. She just freaks out, spirals, and then apologizes and cries. And then we move on because it's just, she's sad.
Yeah.
She's not a formidable villain. So they've got to really, I'm a little bummed that Noella's not going to be back because she was kind of livid. She was kind of like a train wreck that was just really fun to watch.
That always arrived on time.
Yeah, exactly.
That train wreck arrived on time. So I talked to her the day that everything happened, and she was bummed. She was definitely blindsided for sure. I think that was a huge mistake on Bravo's part. I'm sure it was Heather related. I don't know.
Production company too, switching up too, right? There's people.
Oh yeah. So Thomas Kelly, the EP, he's no longer on. So someone else is the showrunner. I have been saying though for a while that there needed to be a switch up with production, because think about the three shows that have had the most criticisms over the past seasons: OC, Beverly Hills, Vanderpump Rules. They're all done by Evolution, right?
Oh yeah. So
maybe it's time to switch some things up. Not Evolution, if you're listening, sorry. Y'all are great, but no.
Who was it? I know what was it? Yeah, I think I know who's doing this new season.
Ooh.
It's someone who did the first season of Salt Lake City.
Oh, well then
I don't know if he's the showrunner, but I know that
I'm glad that there's going to be some new fresh faces and stuff for that. Cause maybe that'll get the show back to, I don't know. I feel like the identity of OC is like confused, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
OC as in general, as a locale, because it's like, I think at one point, obviously, you had the show, the OC, you had Laguna Beach. So people were like interested in the OC. But I think now, but in this political climate too, now that we know so much about it politically, it's not a very, like, a lot of people that watch these shows don't really
aspire
to live there.
Yeah. You know? Jeff and I were talking about this on his podcast, and I was like, OC's not really Jeff Epstein.
Jeff Epstein. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the Jeff Epstein, everyone.
Yes. It's Jeff Epstein on Instagram, and Manic is his podcast. But we were talking about it. And I said, OC's the town itself, it's just not really the moment anymore, you know? And I ever feel like it was a moment, but it kind of was back in 2006 when all of that. But I think that's a problem. And then like they've had so many identities of like, are they the like the Gretchens, the Alexis, the Tamra, the Vickies? Are they the Heather, the Shannon?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like it's switched.
Are you the Gina and Emily?
Yeah, there's just so many different like pockets. There's So
agree.
Oh shit.
Cool. Well, let's head over to the B side. I want to talk over a bit more over there about the Real Size Ultimate Girls Trip. And do you want to tell the people about anything else? You were just on someone else's podcast They can follow you on Faces by Bravo.
Follow me, Faces by Bravo, on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Podcast is on pause, like Dorinda would say. But Now We Said It. If you want to catch up on season one and two, But Now We Said It, find it on all of your favorite podcast platforms.
And you've got some really fun guests, right? Didn't you talk to Eve? Yeah. Was it Eve?
Oh, no.
No.
It was we had Carlos King. We've had Tanya Richardson from season two that read Nini. We had Alexia. We had Marisol. We've had Monique, Ashley, Robin.
Love it.
All your favorite girls.
Yeah.
Margaret, Jackie. Yeah. So
all the good people. You guys know where to find me on Instagram. Go over to patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe to the bonus episodes. If you're already subscribed, thank you for doing that. And we'll see you over on the B-side. Bye, guys.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.